Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on January 27th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. I brought you here for Donovan Mitchell, so here you go. Reports surfaced late last night that the Utah House of Representatives has passed a resolution to make Spida the official arachnid of Utah, or the official state spider, if you will. As to be expected, Mitchell was humble about it, saying, quote, "I'm just blessed that people think of me that way. I'm honored." I, however, have a question to ask. Is this the most important thing that the Utah State House of Representatives has to work on? Put aside anyone's particular agenda, we can all agree that there are far more pressing matters on Utahns' minds than our official state arachnid. We love you, Donovan Mitchell. You're my guy. I'm wearing your jersey right now. But what is up with this crap from the people that are meant to represent us? I guess we'll just have to make it clear what our focus is at the ballot box next time around. Now with that rant out of the way, I'll get to tonight's second story, which is that of Joe Biden reportedly signing multiple executive orders on climate change in the coming days. Quotes from a CNBC article, which you can find linked below. Quote, "President Joe Biden is set to sign several executive orders to tackle climate change and transition to a clean energy economy," the White House said. Quote, "The executive actions include establishing climate change as a national security priority, conserving at least 30% of federal land and oceans by 2030, and canceling new oil and gas leases on public lands and waters," end quote. If these reports are true, this is the exact fulfillment of the hope I had that the Biden administration will take broader, more sweeping action to combat climate change. Canceling new oil and gas leases on federal land is a massive step in the right direction. I would like to see Biden follow this up with new investments into renewable energy to help bring us into the future of energy production. That said, I'm looking forward to getting the full details of these new executive orders. So that does it for today's second story, and that has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.